The first day of stop smoking clinics, I'm very careful not to talk about specific symptoms. If somebody asks me the first day, well, then I'm forced into it. But I try not to bring up symptoms that people may get when they quit smoking. And again, I emphasize that word, may get. There are some people who quit smoking who have very minimal symptoms or no symptoms whatsoever. I've had 4-pack-a-day smokers in clinics who smoked 40 years straight, who the only reason they never tried to quit is they saw people who smoked a pack or two a day go through terrible withdrawal and assumed, oh, if it did that to them, well, it's going to kill me. And when they actually went ahead and did it, there was no major reaction. On the same token, I've had people who came into the programs and the only reason they were there because they weren't going to have any trouble quitting, they had a heavy smoking spouse or a heavy smoking friend, and they were coming in to support them. And they were going to, you know, the person who came in who was a light smoker was going to have no trouble, but they were going to be this great support network for this, you know, heavy smoker. Well, you'll sometimes see the heavy smoker have very minimal problems or nothing at all, and the light smoker have terrible withdrawal and not make it because of how bad it seems to be for them. They weren't prepped for it. They had assumed that nothing was going to happen. You really can't predict what withdrawal is going to be for an individual, not from individual to individual or from time to time. It changes for the same person. There are some people who quit at one time, have a real easy time. Real easy. In fact, it's so easy, they go back to smoking one day with the attitude, well, if I have to, I'll just quit again. And then they find they can't get off the next time. Then there's people who quit who went through a horrible withdrawal once, and now they're afraid to quit again because they know how bad it's going to be. They know because of what happened last time. It may not happen this time. This time might be a lot better than last time. This time might be the same as last time. Hey, this time might be worse than last time. I don't know. You can't predict this. The only thing we know about this time is if they stick with it. If they don't take a puff on a cigarette again, there won't have to be a next time. But withdrawal varies from time to time. There are some symptoms which are common. Now again, common doesn't mean everybody gets them. It means some people get them. One of the ways I deal with this on the second day of the clinic, before I start getting into physical symptoms, I start discussing just the implication that don't listen to what I'm about to say and think this is going to happen to you. And the way that I illustrate this to a group, if I get anywhere from 10 to 20 people in a group, and that's pretty much the average size now that a group may be on the second day of a clinic. If I get that many people in a group, one of the first questions they ask was, on the second day was, well, how many of you had trouble sleeping last night? Well, if you get, you know, 10 to 20 people, you'll get 3 to 5 people who will raise their hands who had trouble sleeping. Now, those people will feel a great sense of relief as soon as they hear the question, because they know if they ask the question, oh, that's got to be the reason they felt it, because it's a normal side effect from quitting smoking. I mean, I brought it up, they had it. It has to be the norm. Well, I asked that question first with a full implication of knowing that my next question was going to be, how many of you couldn't, slept like rocks last night, just, you know, almost hit the pillow and were out immediately, and that's not normal? Then the bulk of the hands will go up. It'll be the remainder of the group. All of a sudden, you start to see that first question, it was a loaded question. While there are going to be some people who have it, the majority of people would have actually have had the opposite symptom. There was no way to know who was who, though, going into that. And that doesn't mean that it wasn't going to reverse the next 24-hour period of what sleep pattern would be like. So you should never listen to what happens to one person and automatically assume, oh, that's going to happen to me. It may happen to you, and again, you may get the same reaction, you may get the opposite reaction, you may get no reaction. There is no way to predict what it's going to be from attempt to attempt. The only thing, again, we can predict is duration. Duration meaning get through 3 days. Physical symptoms, if they're peak type of withdrawal symptoms, they will start to ease up by that point in time. And some people don't get them at all. Some people have peaks on day one, some on day two, some on day three. Once a person gets to the third day, though, they shouldn't be walking around the rest of their life like, oh, now, today's day where, you know, physically everything's going to fall apart. It isn't going to work that way. Things happening beyond that 72-hour mark, they're psychological triggers much more so than physical. There's still some physical adjustments going on, but they're not the kind of things that are disabling to some people as what they might experience. And again, I'm emphasizing that word might experience that first 72 hours. In order to keep this segment short, I'm going to leave it basically at that don't look for specific symptoms. If they happen, there's things that can be done to help some of them. They may not happen at all. In later segments, I will discuss specific symptoms, why they're happening, if there's anything you can do about them, because some symptoms, there are things you can do to alleviate, and again, some you just have to let run their course. The main thing to get through these symptoms is to, again, keep your focus during them, as bad as it may be, that you're fighting for your health, you're fighting for your life, and it'll all be worth it. You'll get over it and never face it again as long as you never take another puff.